Congressman Moen and Chairman Schuster. We'll start with Chairman Schuster. What's the purpose of the trip today?
Well, Mark Wayne Mullen asked me to come out to see the Port of Muskogee because it's really critical to Oklahoma, to this region of the country, and I wanted to come out and see firsthand at Mark Wayne Mullen's prodding to get out here and see it. I know that it's extremely important for industry around here to be able to ship by water. And if we don't make the investments in our infrastructure on the river, it's going to cost us in jobs. It's going to cost our economy. So being out here firsthand, being here with Mark Wayne Mullen, seeing this port, I know he's been pushing hard for it. Mark Wayne Mullen was one of the key players in passing a water resources bill, which deals directly with the inland waterway system. So again, coming out here and making sure that I see firsthand, seeing what Mark Wayne's doing out here in Oklahoma and working for the people of Oklahoma.
So has it been good for you to be here?
Oh, absolutely. When you see things firsthand, you know, seeing is believing. You got to get out and kick the tires, take it for a test drive, and that's what this is all about. And, you know, being here with Mark Wayne Mullen, seeing this, he's been talking to me about this for years now. And so him asking me to come out here and see this is important because we will do another water resources bill in the next Congress. And I know Mark Wayne will be right there in the forefront making sure that the port of Catoosa, the port of Muskogee, and this region of Oklahoma is heard in Congress.
Congressman Moen, did you happen to talk to him about some of the federal overreach that you're so concerned about?
Oh, he hears it all the time in committee, and he understands it firsthand. Being from Pennsylvania, he understands the federal overreach with the coal. Chairman Schuster has been a leader in understanding how Congress works. We can't just ram it down one side of the agenda. We got to work with both sides of the aisle. You can see in our committee how Chairman Schuster has reached over to Ray Hall and made sure that the committee works in a bipartisan fashion. And that's good for the country. We're not representing just the Republican Party here or the Democrat Party. Our infrastructure is something we all use, regardless of party. And Chairman Schuster to take the time to come out here is huge. Congressman Sullivan was very instrumental in making sure that Chairman got here. And for the second time in 2 years, that's a bonus for Oklahoma.
So where do you go from here today?
From here, we're going to Tulsa. We have another meeting up there, and then we'll end our day in Oklahoma City about 9 o'clock this evening.
So, Chairman Schuster, what will you go back to D.C.? What will you take what you learned here back to D.C.?
Well, the facts and the figures here that if this port shuts down for 100 days, if there's a failure on the lock here for 50 or 100 days, businesses won't be doing business here anymore. And that's just not here in the port of Muskogee. That's all across the country on this inland waterway system. So being here firsthand with Mark Wayne Mullen, listening to the folks here in Muskogee, the stakeholders, that's extremely important for us to be able to go back to Washington and tell our colleagues that don't live on the water system, but that benefit by it because their products, whether it's farmers in the Midwest and people in New York City to get food that's grown in the Midwest, this inland waterway system is extremely important. And being here in Muskogee with Mark Wayne Mullen is extremely important to me to be able to carry that back to Washington.